It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey and Bimbo Jimbo here. And Jimbo, we're really excited. We have a big guest on the line.
That's right. We have the three-time Divas Champion to all the wrestling fans out there, AJ Lee, but now turned author of Crazy Is My Superpower, AJ Mendez Brooks. AJ, welcome. Thank you for coming on.
How you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm awesome this morning.
Yes, that's great. No, as Jimbo just mentioned, you have a brand new book out, Crazy Is My Superpower. We have our copies right here in our hands, so thank you for sending them our way. And so it's out now, so we encourage all listeners, go out to your local bookstore, go buy it, or you can go also to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, iTunes, anywhere. And for more info, you can just go to your website, AJMendezBrooks.com. And so, AJ, we're such big fans of you, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's just jump right into it. The book, Crazy Is My Superpower, and it talks a lot about your bipolar disorder. And, you know, in your time in the WWE, you were known as, like, the crazy chick. Is that something that was your idea as a way to kind of empower yourself with your battle with bipolar? Or was that something WWE sort of forced upon you, and were you comfortable with that gimmick?
You know, it was definitely a weird twist of fate, for sure. Nobody knew that I was struggling with bipolar disorder.
Oh, really?
And so, in a way, I felt like I was hiding in plain sight. You know, I got to be everything I was sort of afraid of becoming, and everything I was I thought could be your worst flaws. You know, when you are someone who is struggling with bipolar disorder, you're afraid of being violent and unrational and you know, just kind of wreaking havoc. And to let that out on camera and in front of millions of people was liberating. And so I love how that worked out. I thought that was so special.
When did you start letting people know in WWE, like, you know, your friends that you were working with, or did you not? I mean, is this a relatively recent thing that you've sort of put out there?
I definitely did not. I think the people that were closest to me knew. And I just recently, you know, before this book came out, said, okay, but, you know, I don't want to surprise people when the book comes out. I want to start this conversation now. I want people to start talking about mental illness because it's this sort of a topic that makes everybody a little squeamish.
Yeah.
And people are afraid to talk about it and afraid to admit it. And so the whole purpose of writing this book was to put a voice to it, to kind of make some jokes about it, to admit to, you know, all of my mistakes and say, hey, like, I've been ridiculous and I've had a hard time and I've made such awful mistakes in my life, but you can come out on the other side. You just have to start talking about it, accept it, respect mental illness, and start taking care of it.
Yeah, I think that's a great message. And as a huge Star Wars nerd, I know Carrie Fisher was also all about that in her life and everything like that, sort of taking away the stigma of dealing with mental illness. So that's a great message and great work you're doing. And something else that I think is part of your legacy. In 2015, you sent out a tweet. Felt like it was like the first shot in the Divas Revolution give Divas a Chance movement. How do you reflect back on that time period, your role in the Revolution, and what do you think about how far it's come today?
I mean, when I entered the business, I think I was entering this canvas that was very much not ready for change and had a formula for success. And that formula was to come as close as you can to perfection. And I was anything but, you know, I think my gimmick was being imperfect and being just flawed and, you know, the opposite of everything that you might want to try to be. But that was relatable. And once that started working, I think there were a lot of people whose eyes got opened and whose minds got opened because it worked and there's money in that. And so all I really ever wanted was to kind of kick that door down. And as I said before, you know, just shatter that glass ceiling and leave the business better than how I found it. And it is, you know, up to the next generation to keep that going and not only keep it going, but make their own path. And I think they're more than capable of that.
Yeah, I don't know how much of today's product that you watch, but it certainly seems like you played a big role in that. I mean, now the women's wrestlers are main eventing shows and stuff like that. And, you know, we had a women's Hell in a Cell match this past year. And so, do you feel like you've done that and that they are in that better place and making even more, you know, strides towards being equal?
I hope so. I mean, I hope that they are getting, you know, the recognition they deserve. And the true key to being equals is going to be getting the same pay as the men. Mm-hmm. So I hope that's also happening.
I got to ask you about this one because it was all over social media and it was pretty, I mean, it's The Rock at a recent WWE event. He came to the ring and, you know, in front of the WWE universe, I mean, we all miss CM Punk, and he called CM Punk live and he left a voicemail. But I want to ask you, what was like CM Punk's real reaction to that? And what did you think about it?
So he was walking Larry, our dog. He didn't know who was calling him and, you know, ignored his phone. And I think that's what they, when they eventually kind of caught up with each other. We just blamed that one on Larry. I wonder what would have happened if he answered.
That's what we all want to know.
I don't know how safe that would have been. He kind of says whatever is on his mind.
Totally. That would have been great.
I mean, it would have been great if you picked up for him, too.
Yeah.
Phil can't come to the phone right now.
That's great.
We would have loved to have heard from you, too.
So AJ, also that night while they were filming scenes for the movie Fighting for My Family, which is all about Paige's her life and her family's life in wrestling. And we all know you play a big role in Paige's career. Is it surreal that someone is going to be playing you? And was there ever a chance that you could have just done it yourself?
Somebody sent me a clip of that. And I mean, my immediate response was, I have never looked hotter. That girl is gorgeous. And you know, she's a better me than I was. So, I mean, I'm sure it's a tiny little bit of the movie. It's I think people got a little nervous about it. We weren't like wearing the same gear or something. But she's awesome. The actress is awesome. And Paige's story is so amazing that I'm so proud of her for getting that spotlight and her family getting that recognition. Yeah, it's a little weird, a little surreal.
That's awesome. So, AJ, I know we're just short on time. Just last thing. So what do you hope is the main thing that people can take away from your book that you've just written?
What I really hope people take away from it is to be encouraged to start opening up about mental illness and taking the steps to treating themselves and to not have it be this kind of shameful conversation. I think it needs to be something we start talking about. But also, crazy can be really anything for anybody. It can be whatever it is that society makes you feel like you need to be ashamed of or is going to hold you back or be your flaw. And instead of trying to hide that, own it and turn it into your secret weapon and your greatest strength. It's possible. If I did it, anyone can.
That's great. Awesome. Well, AJ, listen, thank you so much for making the time this morning. Encourage all our listeners, go get your new book, Crazy Is My Superpower. It's out now. And just listen, from Jimbo and I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the business. And I know it's a tough life to lead, but we just thank you for all the fun and many years of entertainment.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Cool. Bye-bye. There you have it, Jimbo, the former 3-time Divas champion, AJ Lee, well, now known as, going by her real name now, AJ Mendez Brooks, a.k.a.
AJ Mendez Punk.
Punk. Yeah, oh, I should have told her that. Hey, you should go by Punk now. But no, that was a lot of fun. Wow, it's very eye-opening about just all the stuff that she's gone through in her personal life. And
yeah,
I think it's really cool that she's putting it out there, and hopefully it just helps other people during tough times.
I was very surprised that she ended up with that gimmick and nobody in WWE really knew that, you know, she had dealt with those things. So, and I do think that is a, I mean, you get to, like she said, sort of the wear that on your sleeve and act it out, probably cathartic in a lot of ways for her. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Always love talking to the wrestlers and former wrestlers and, yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun. And so, hey, real quick, I know we're limited on time, but keep in mind, during her time in WWE, she was a former Raw general manager.
That's right.
And since you and I love supporting WWE in any way we can, speaking of Raw, they are coming to the Bay Area for their exclusive pay-per-view Payback, which is going to be Sunday, April 30th, live on the WWE Network. But we encourage everyone here in the Bay Area, go get your tickets ASAP. Just go to Ticketmaster.com. Also, we'll have all the links up at 1077thebone.com. You and I are going to be out there. It's going to be a fun time. Anytime the WWE comes to the Bay Area, it's always just a fun, especially pay-per-view atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. And so thank you again for everyone listening to this interview. And we'll have more interviews, as always, up at 1077thebone.com. Subscribe to our podcast up at iTunes. Just search for 1077 The Bone. Also iTunes and Stitcher, all that good stuff. And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.